Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on Ash Wednesday, March 5th, 2025, entitled Giving Up Chocolate. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web. Or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
You are dust, and to dust you shall return. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. And as if those words are not stark enough on their own, you're going to be invited to literally have your face rubbed in it. It's possible, even recommended, that you get up close and personal with a statement that represents a reality that, on the surface, may be one of the most difficult notions we ever have or should have as a human being. It's about our very survival. And the news, well, it's not pretty. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. I knew a congregation that one Sunday decided to make an extra special effort to invite the neighbors around their church to join them for worship. There were bright posters with welcome in large letters on almost every pole and corner in the neighborhood. Similarly, those same red letters had been made into a giant banner that stretched from one side of the churchyard to the other. There were balloons at the end of the driveway. A tent was raised alongside the church to signal that this was a special event and served also to guarantee comfort if it should happen to shower. All that sounds like how we would issue an invitation to a great party. Come. Welcome one and all. And on that particular day, many did. We begin, says the invitation today, a journey from ashes to Easter. We're invited to observation, self-examination, penitence, prayer, fasting, almsgiving, and reading and meditating on the Word of God. On the surface, that doesn't sound to me like a particularly good time. Come along, everyone. Let's grovel and give and do our best to make up for the past shortcomings, wallow in our grief for all we've ever done wrong, and all the while, let's use some of the cheeriest words we know: iniquity, transgression, sin, sacrifice, wickedness, and judgment. But still, there's something compelling about Ash Wednesday. Many will make their way to churches today. The ritual will bear a similarity to what the church has been doing for hundreds, maybe even thousands of years. Ever since the bottom fell out of the sackcloth and ashes business, we've not known quite what to do about Lent, says preacher Andrew Clavier. What do I give up? Seems to be the primary question, which is actually an inversion of Jesus' call for us to give. And quite true it is. While the Ash Wednesday invitation calls us to do, we've often interpreted that as a suggestion that we give up something for Lent. It's suspiciously convenient to do that, too. Usually what we give up has a bit of a boomerang effect built in. That is, while it may be a little difficult at first, it eventually benefits us. So we give up chocolate or bourbon. That's an easy one this year, isn't it? Or we give up desserts, and our health improves because of it. And so it's a win-win, we might say, for us. For as long as I can remember, there's been this radically new thought that instead of giving up during Lent, we might consider taking something on. But it's not new. Actually, Jesus was among the first to recommend it. So if there's something compelling about Ash Wednesday, what is it? There are upsides to dust. You don't actually need to look very deeply to find them either. Some who think long and hard about such things will usually be very willing to offer a surprisingly long list. Maybe first on that list could be honesty. We may not enjoy hearing it, but we've known it all along. We are dust, and to dust we shall return. There's little in life more certain than the fact that the stuff of which our bodies are made will return to the dust from whence they came. It's tempting to view that as something morbid or unnecessarily depressing. Who wants to be confronted by their own death? Where's the good news in that? We certainly don't put balloons in the driveway when we arrange to have a funeral inside. But then again, maybe we should. Some choose to live lives built on a best friend relationship with the father of lies. Choices include the enticement that the long-term gain of the truth can be beat by the short-term comfort of self-preservation, social acceptance, personal gain, manipulation, avoidance of conflict, or social acceptance. There's a freedom that comes with honesty. And then there's the recognition of the true miracle that our dust represents. Out of entirely random particles, we are woven together in such a way as to not only be alive, to be a functioning organism, a miracle in itself, but also one that is self-aware, conscious. The human person is far more than the sum of its parts. We're being told that even superior efforts by artificial intelligence cannot yet understand how this can possibly be. And some are suggesting that AI never will. But in all fairness, it's also something we all too often forget. Our response is to simply take the gift of life entirely for granted, having not asked to be born, as one person once reminded me. We simply play the game until it ends. You just don't have the cards, said one world leader to another this past week. Talking over the other, it appeared that he entirely missed the response. But the microphone didn't. My country is not playing cards. The other possible response is gratitude for the true gift and the use of what is so freely given to its very best advantage for all. With thanks not just to one another, but to the Creator, to the true giver. And lastly, I suppose, today can be a powerful reminder that never is the love and mercy offered us through Jesus Christ ever earned. Neither is it ever deserved. Not just during this season, but at all times, we can open ourselves to the real gifts and store up for ourselves treasures where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. It's grace. Not grace as most dictionaries define it. Just for fun, I looked up the top three definitions. Grace is, says the dictionary, elegance and refinement of movement or behavior. Courteous goodwill. To do honor or credit to grace by one's presence. But the grace to which I refer, you may never hear about anywhere else these days, certainly not on CNN, seldom in the supermarket, on fields of battle, in the halls of government, or on city streets. A theological dictionary might say, grace is the spontaneous, unmerited gift of the divine favor in the salvation of sinners, and the divine influence operating in individuals for their regeneration and sanctification. And that's a mouthful. It's as ever needful now as it's ever been. The barriers to grace were once known as the seven deadly sins. And I won't bore you now. You can look them up on any device connected to the internet. But they are all neat ways of reminding us just how self gets in the way of service. Now, of course, you may feel you do pretty well at avoiding those failings and fallings. Good for you. But just ask those who are close to you, your partner, your children, your parents, or your best friends. With a little nudging, they'll come up with examples. Bad temper, feeling sorry for yourself, being envious, being angry. There are compelling reasons to do Ash Wednesday. And as you receive the smudge, perhaps be reminded about its honesty. Be reminded about the miracle of life that you are, and that the reconciliation we so desperately need is entirely free of charge. Pray that as outmoded as it may seem, it's an outward sign of an inward grace. Perhaps two sacraments in one. Penance and absolution. And pray that Lent is about far more than just giving up chocolate.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit christchurchcathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@christchurchcathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon, at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.